Hey guys, welcome to episode 32 of the Jerusalem Hub Audio Experience. Today we're going to give you tips to starting a YouTube channel.
You're locked in to the Jerusalem Hub Audio Experience, and it all starts in 3, 2, 1.
How to start a YouTube channel? Well, yeah. The first thing that comes to mind when it comes to starting a YouTube channel is pick your niche.
Yep, you got to pick exactly what you are going to be basing your YouTube channel around, because I've noticed after starting a couple of YouTube channels that if you don't know exactly where it's headed, if you're all over the place, you're not stuck to one topic, then why would somebody follow you? Your whole purpose is that you're trying to get more views, you're trying to get more follows. So no one's going to follow you if they don't know what you're doing.
Trying to
doing.
Get the ball rolling, in other words.
You want to get the ball rolling in a consistent pace. Like if you're going to do, like you can't do a makeup channel, a clothing channel,
and a travel channel
at once, because people are like, what the heck is this guy doing? I have no idea. Why would I follow them?
So just for, just like a
people
quick,
look, just, oh, sorry, no, people look for specific things to watch.
Yeah, 100%.
And they'll subscribe to you because you have that specific
niche. For a quick tip as far as picking your niche, don't overthink it too much. The truth is that you just need to pick something to go with that you know a lot about, or that you mm-hmm. have interest in doing research about, so that you can build yourself a channel. Once you start growing, then you can expand your content to something much greater and tackle different topics, otherwise tackling other people who would be interested in your channel.
More broad topics, but yeah, still based around that niche.
100%. Another step we have is keep it consistent. How would you keep it consistent?
So keeping it consistent is like, once you pick that niche, like we're repeating ourselves again, but this is important. You pick your niche, every video has to be within that niche. You have to keep on pumping out content within that niche. It could be consistently putting out reviews on that topic, or giving tutorials on that topic, or just talking about anything that has to do with it. Just keeping it consistent within that box.
Boom. I couldn't have said it any better myself. I'm going to tackle this next one.
Yeah, this one is very important.
Plan it out ahead of time.
That's what we're doing now, actually.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
I'll get there. But let me just build it up first. So planning out ahead of time, this is a big one, because we all think that taking a video, making videos, conceptually we're like, that's an easy thing to do. But once you sit in front of the camera, you're like, oh my God, I'm in front of a camera.
Like, what am I going to say?
People are going to see me. You watch your first video, you're like, wow, is my nose really that big? So the thing that
why am I moving around so much?
Yeah. That was the first time I did it. It was like,
You're shuckling like a chassid.
Yeah.
Crack.
Yeah, it was crazy. So plan it out ahead of time. Know exactly what you're going to do. Don't be scripted, because that's fake. No one likes fake. People like people who are real.
Oops.
But have people out there that kind of know what you're, you know, I totally lost my train of thought. But make sure that you keep to the content that you're specifically filming at that point. What that means is do your research so that you know exactly what you're talking about, mm-hmm. and you don't feel stupid later. Like, have everything figured out, planned out. We talk about it all the time. We're always fixing it, always like
tweaking
kinks and screws here and there, because it's a product that will continuously get better and better. And
right.
you know, if you're putting the time in to make this a good, like make this good content, then it'll become greater as you go. I was blabbering like crazy there.
Right, and on top of that, like not just planning that first video that you're gonna make, but plan out a whole list of videos that you wanna do. So that way you already have a flow of like the videos that you're gonna do next. Because this happened to me when I started my first YouTube channel. I was always like, every day I was thinking to myself, what am I gonna record today? I have to put out a video today. But now, the way our rhythm is now, we already have a list of videos and the content within it that we're gonna do for the coming day. And we do that ahead of time.
Yep.
And that just takes off that stress of figuring out what we're gonna do, because we know what we're gonna do, and we know that we have about 15 days or 16 days worth of content already set up for us.
Yeah.
Which is really important.
100%, it's freaking awesome.
Right, and I'll take the next one. You don't need fancy gear to start. My first YouTube channel, I recorded on my phone for about 3 months before I did anything.
That's one that's tough for me, because I want to get fancy stuff immediately. You're like, no man, just start recording.
Don't. You just start recording. You just gotta deal with what you have. I didn't have the luxury of going out and buy a camera. Like the camera I'm using now, I only got after 4 months. of doing YouTube. I'm like, I'm only gonna get a camera if I know that I can stay consistent with my channel, which I ended up not, I haven't been consistent with that channel, but I've been doing other projects otherwise, and I started this new one with Jerusalem Hub, and we're still using it, but I wanted to know that I could still put out the same content and be just as consistent with my phone. And I did. I did every day for like 60, 70 days until I got a better camera, a better setup.
In other words, don't invest in what you're doing unless you know exactly, unless you know that you're going to stick with it.
Like, don't overthink it.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I used to like go into my parents' garage and I'd see all these really cool hobbyist things that they'd have, and they'd be like all dusty and cobwebbed. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, what is that? And my father would tell me, I was like, oh, those are snowshoes. I was like, do you use them? I was like, yeah, I bought them because I thought I was going to use them. But and now they're just like clutter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to start off small so that you can kind of trick yourself into making it an actual habit.
And then you fall into, when you get into that habit, like when I finally got the camera, the first thing I did, I ripped it out of the box, I put everything in, and I started recording. I didn't even think about it because I'm like, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to do with this. And because I was doing it with my phone and I already knew what I needed ahead of time, and then it just flowed.
So the next step we have for you is start recording.
This hit
is
that, like, record button. Yeah,
just stop procrastinating. You want to do it, just get it done. Exactly. I remember I was like bothering him, bugging him. I was like, I want to do a podcast. And he would send me all the resources to do it, and I'd be like, yeah, but what am I going to talk about? Just start recording. You'll figure it out as you go. It's right. Everything's a learning experience. That's the best part about it, is that you can always get better at something. Even if you're not good at it now, I guarantee you, 6 months down the road, people will be like, damn, man, you're real good at that stuff.
Yeah. And another very, very important tip, like the most important, I think, especially for YouTube, just keep uploading. I didn't make that line up myself. I actually heard that from a really big, big time vlogger, Casey Neistat. He makes crazy amount of content and amazing videos. He gets like millions of views per video consistently. And he actually heard that from another vlogger, like there's this guy who has a prank channel. I forgot his name. But he just said, just keep uploading. Just keep uploading.
That's just what we intend keep on uploading. Doing.
And that's what we plan on doing, and that's what you should be doing as well.
Well, we touched up on this earlier, but another step is keep learning. Like I said, you're immersing yourself into a new industry. You're not going to be good at it at the beginning. Don't get discouraged. Keep working on it. Keep doing research. Keep figuring out how you can do your videos better, how you can be different, how you can reach people that you're maybe not reaching, all that stuff. It's all involved. It's a great learning experience, and I totally recommend it.
Right. And just remember, keep recording. Just do it.
Just go, man. All
right. And you're please, out there. Right? Please like, share, and subscribe for more great content. And don't forget to give us 5 stars on iTunes.
Boom. This has been another great video from the Jerusalem Hub. And always remember,
be bold,
face your fears,
and always stay consistent. We'll see you guys tomorrow.